horror than horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Hey everybody, I'd like to welcome you again to another episode of More Horror Than Horror, where we bring you everything of the newest, the greatest, and latest in the world of horror. Sitting across from me is my good friend, Mr. Tim McClaws. He's going to be sitting in with me from time to time.
Greetings.
Bringing me his input and his insight into the things that are good and worth watching. So we'll start it off, and I'd like to say that I'm very disappointed once again this week, since I have been far and beyond looking for movies that should be where they should be, and they're not where they're supposed to be. So, after many tanks of gas wasted, I finally come across a couple, but people were slacking out there. We're going to have to pick up the slack somewhere, so it's getting bad out there. We're going to have to take matters into our own hands before too long, and that's...
I totally agree. We need to tell the people at Hastings that we love your store. Don't turn into Best Buy. What the hell is wrong with you people? I don't know who's in charge of ordering movies there, but they have... fell off the truck lately. They seriously got hit in the head, and unless you want to really get hit in the head, you better get those damn movies back in the store where we want them.
I agree, and I'm actually going to make note of that because Monday I am calling, and I'm actually going to call Hastings and let them know that I have about 12 titles on order right now, and out of that 12, only one has come in, and out of probably the last 3 weeks, probably only two titles that were supposed to be released on Tuesday have actually been released on Tuesday in the store. So it's getting bad. We're going to have to take matters in our own hands, and we're just going to have to stand up and start shouting people. We're just going to have to start taking it to the streets. Let's go.
Someone needs to lose their job.
They got to make room for all the Twilight cell phone cases like Best Buy's got.
Right. And you know, I love Hastings.
Bastards.
But I'm going to take it, you know, I'm just going to put it right up front. If you have a major release like Survival of the Dead that comes out on a Tuesday, don't have 30 copies on the wall to rent that are only going to be there for 2 weeks, and then put another 12 copies for sale for $25.99 on the actual floor. Because anybody that's in the genre that's going to end up buying that movie is going to know your system that you run and just wait till that movie comes out used and pick it up for $10. So right there, that's, you know, that's the room of 13 of the same title that's taking up space for, you know, 13 movies that, you know, just carry one copy of something, you know, and I guarantee you're going to sell it before you sell a new copy of Survival of the Dead. But anyway, coming up, as everybody knows it, is the glorious holiday of Halloween. And for you, I have done research on the only two channels that I know of on local cable providers that will be showing somewhat watchable horror films. AMC and Turner Classic Movies, both are on the opposite ends of the spectrum. Of course, the name says it all. With Turner Classic Movies, you're pretty much just going to get the black and white standard fare. However, this year, they do have some hidden gems tossed in here and there. But it's, you know, typical, you know, every year is what you get. But, you know, some people, that's what they like, so that's why they keep showing it. I think, and then also we have some information on American International Pictures. It looks like they're raising from the dead again and have announced a new movie in the works called Dead Girls Don't Cry, which is pretty exciting. And if anybody doesn't know the history of American International Pictures, I don't think there was a time in movie making between the 50s to the early 80s where you couldn't throw a dart and hit a movie that wasn't, you know, produced or distributed by American International Pictures. And a lot of those titles are near and dear to my heart because I have those in my collection and I watch them many times, which I'm sure Tim does and Todd does also. And basically we're just going to sit back and bullshit and see what everybody's got on their minds, what everybody wants to rant about, rave about, and see what else is everybody's got pissed off. But one thing I wanted to pick up for the week was last couple of times I've talked to Todd, we've kind of discussed about the Baptist in the area or the other religious right people that are kind of taking it amongst themselves to wipe out our holiday, take our movies off the shelves. And I got to thinking it's kind of fighting fiction with fiction, isn't it, Todd? So, I mean.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we're not having a Halloween party at my daughter's school this year. They're calling it the new Autumn Festival, and parents are encouraged not to dress as their favorite serial killers.
You need to take a stand against that, really. Yeah, just call them up and say, you people suck balls, and I'm not. My kid will not be in school that day unless it's called Halloween. Go blow a goat.
So Autumn Fest will be interrupted this year?
Well, that's pretty much, you know, they've kind of PC'd everything, you know, because now it's no longer Christmas, it's season's greetings, which...
Well, they're letting the kids dress up, but there's no... I don't think they can wear any Halloween. No masks whatsoever. No... Obviously, no blood, guts.
All the fun things.
Decapitated cats.
But all the really, aren't all the cool kids into that year-round anyway? It's the non-cool kids that kind of take it upon themselves to dress that way, you know, one day out of the year, you know. But, yeah, I mean, even costumes today, you know, I can remember, you know, the rigid plastic cut your eye sockets and the corners of your mouth plastic mask that you could hardly breathe in when you're a kid, or the nylon outfit that you put one leg in and the whole crotch split out. It's just none of it's there. Everything, it's all mamby-pamby, soft plush, you know, no edges. It's just, you know, allow kids to be kids, you know.
Well, I think it wasn't it Walmart last year that got in all kinds of trouble over the illegal alien where it had the... The little extraterrestrial mask, but it came with a poncho, so they made them throw it off the shelves because it was pissing too many people off.
But you know, this you can't have, and this is, you know, and I've seen this with my own eyes, and I'm gonna bring up the point: you can't buy a somewhat disturbing Halloween costume at your local Walmart, but if you go to the pharmacy aisle, it's pretty much like a Cirilla's. I mean, they have every lubricant and juice gel and every flavor, you know, it's just amazing what they'll sell and what they won't sell. I mean, I can't get a horror film that's supposed to be released on a Tuesday in a Walmart, but in all reality, I can go and get a Cheech and Chong 3-pack that's got, you know, Up in Smoke, Nice Dreams, you know, which I have nothing against Cheech and Chong. I love Cheech and Chong films, but it's like, where do your priorities lie? How do you say, all right, we're going to sell this item, but we're not going to sell that item. You know, well, you know, it's like, you know, pick the battles because, you know, I've seen some movies at Walmart that I was just totally astonished by. I'm like, how do you even not know that this, you know, movie contains what it contains, but yet you're not going to let me have, what was the title of the Masters of Horror title, the one that had the unborn or something that had to deal with the abortion? That they wouldn't pro-life.
Yeah, it was John Carpenter.
Yeah. They wouldn't carry that. They carried every other episode except for pro-life and then the Takashi Miike imprint. But they wouldn't carry those two because the subject matter was too grim. But yet, if you go out there, you can buy Menace to Society, you can buy Colors, you can buy every street
thug. Well, it's okay movie. To be hood and urban. They have Eminem too now. But the thing is, they don't want to say a word about those because then they're called racist. Then the race card comes in. So at this point, there's no horror card, so we're screwed. But what people don't realize is I don't play that card game.
Right.
That card is not included in any of my card games. It's kind of like when you play cards with a Joker and people throw the Joker out. I'm the opposite. Leave the Joker in and throw out the race card.
Right. You know, and I have nothing against, you know, I have no racial bigotry.
Tales from the Hood was pretty good. I like that one.
Well, what was the Snoop Dogg? Bones. What was the new one that he did?
Oh, Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horror.
That was great.
I loved it. Yeah.
I was laughing.
Hey, midget, sign me.
You
up.
Know, and or what about Leprechaun? Back to the Hood. Look,
half of my favorite movies from the '70s were black cinema. All I mean, I loved them all.
Yeah, black exploitation. I bought Blackula and Scream Blackula Scream tonight for the I've got it on VHS.
Nice double bill.
You know, Blackenstein.
That's a great one.
You know, what is
Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde supposed to be coming out.
Yeah. I mean, great films, you know. And Dolemite, you know. I mean, Shane, he's still got my Dolemite.
I even
VHS
got a kick
tapes.
Out of the Black Dynamite. I thought that was great.
But, I mean, you know, there's people out there that are going to keep that fire burning because it benefits them, you know. And it's sad to say, but, you know, you know, for those people out there who are fans of urban films, which, you know, I admit I have Menace to Society in my movie collection. I think it's a good movie. But just to let you know, if they come for horror movies now, then eventually they're going to come for your movies. And then they're going to come from the other guy's movies and come for the other guy's movies. And before you know it, we're all standing in the middle of the empty aisles looking at one another going, what happened? So even though you might not be a horror fan or you're beginning to be a horror fan or you know, maybe have seen a couple and you're on the fence, you know, it's just, you know, you might want to step up and help the voice be heard a little louder because you never know when you're going to need those persons to help you in the fight also. So we're going to have to step up, folks, because one day it's going to be gone. And once it's gone, it's a hell of a lot harder to get it back than it is to fight for it and keep it while you have it. So
instead of the Halloween Fright Fest through the month of October, it'll be the Autumn Fest with all the best of the Meg Ryans coming out.
Yeah, or you'll get the family friendly Hallmark Channel's version of you know, Last House on the Left, little just you
specials.
Know, but yeah, you know, it's just it's and we're gonna start a movement. Let's start a movement tonight. Anybody that has any suggestions or ideas, they can email me at morehorrorthanhorror@hotmail.com, or you can get a hold of me on Facebook and send me a message or post a comment, whatever. Just go to Facebook and type in More Horror Than Horror, and you'll see my beautiful mug there. And we'll get a collection of ideas together, and we'll bring them up on some upcoming shows, and we'll discuss them and see if we can't get this ball rolling. So right now, while we're
I was looking real quick through the list on AMC. Is there anything on there that we haven't that kind of surprised us?
Well, that's actually what I was going to talk about next. Actually, when I went through AMC, it always kind of upsets me with AMC because even though they are a cable channel and they are not classified as the major, I guess, four now. They're not CBS, they're not ABC, they're not NBC, and they're not Fox. AMC really does not fall under FCC regulations. They can pretty much show whatever they want. But the only problem is when they do that, they compromise the advertising dollars. So for them, they like to censor their movies. I have a problem with that. You know, Turner Classic Movies doesn't censor their movies. I mean, if you watch a movie on Turner Classic, if it's got cussing in it or if it's got nudity in it, 9 times out of 10, you're going to see that. And it's an odd pick for the AMC movies because a lot of the AMC movies that they have listed are actually, I mean, they're not movies that you would expect to, you know, to see gore. But they're just movies that don't make any sense. It's like they have Exorcist, The Beginning. You know, why show Exorcist, The Beginning? Why not just show The Exorcist? You know, now I don't have anything against The Exorcist, The Beginning. I actually thought it was entertaining when I first seen
it. Which version?
it just says The Beginning, so I would imagine it's the, says here, starring Stellan Skarsgård.
He's in both versions.
James,
they're both called
James
that.
Darcy. Who See knows in both anymore. Versions. Well, yeah, anyway,
it's all a crapshoot.
You can go to IMDb and look it up. I didn't get that involved in it. I just printed off the pages. So, Aliens, Bram Stoker's Dracula, which is good. I give him credit on Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I hated it for years. I rewatched it on Blu-ray, and I really like it.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. When I first saw it, I was so pissed at it with the eyeballs floating in the sky and all the imagery. Winona Ryder's the worst, dude.
Yeah, she's horrible in everything. But Except for Beetlejuice.
Everyone talks about how bad Keanu Reeves is. I'm like, hold on a minute, man. Winona, it's like Keanu is a Shakespeare compared to Winona. That idiot. I'm expecting her to run around looking for Edward Scissorhands. I got to tell you. Also, if you have Netflix, the streaming on Netflix, have you noticed what's been on there lately? The instant streaming on Netflix has had popcorn. There's a lot of cool stuff. As a matter of fact,
Legend of Boogie Creek.
The Video Dead. Yeah. Letterboxed in beautiful quality, HD. And on top of that, I just watched Luigi Cozzi's Black Cat with Carol Monroe. That's never been available in this country, and it's a decent print.
Right.
It's a little bit below what you'd expect for HD, but it's still better than DVD. And it's like, wow, really? These are great things. And the fact is, why can't we get these damn MGM put that out, by the way.
Well, and I caught that they were all instant watch on there, but isn't any of that available?
No.
It's just... No.
Just instant. Wow. So my suggestion is everyone get Netflix and then hook up a DVD recorder to it. I'm on here promoting piracy, but what else are you going to do, the bastards? Well,
and it's like I had discussed with Tim a couple years ago. We had went to the Texas Frightmare Convention down in Texas, in Dallas. And there was a guy down there who was selling DVD players, region-free DVD players, for like $100 a pop.
Those are sweet, yeah.
And I got to thinking about it. I was like, surely there's got to be a way around this. So I got on the internet, and I typed in region-free DVDs, players. Excuse me. And I was come on to a message board, and there was a laundry list of codes, along with the product numbers, of these DVD players that you could go to your local Walmart and buy for like $40 and reprogram them into a region free.
You don't even have to go that far. Kobe makes them already region free, and they also play PAL discs.
Right. But at the time, you know, I took the long way around. You know, I was just.
Yeah, you were messing around. I just bought one straight out. You know, Exploited Cinema, back in the day, they used to sell them there.
Right.
$200-$300. I just bought one for $230. It still works perfect. It's a brilliant machine. It plays everything from every region of the world, PAL, NTSC, whatever. And then if you really, you know, you got to make a copy for your friends, once again, hook up the DVD recorder. Since they won't put out anything decent in this country.
But really, if you're this much into it, anymore, I mean, I haven't checked in a long time, but I know there's websites out there that specialize in import DVDs. I really don't think there's that much of a price difference. I mean, if you're willing to pay, which I've paid $25, $30 for a movie before, you know, because it's, you know, got bonus features or whatever.
Right, right.
And if I can get a UK version of a movie that's not available in the United States, I don't have a problem.
I got to tell you, a lot of the Japanese stuff and the Asian stuff you can get cheaper than here.
Absolutely.
It's like $7-$8 because of the currency difference. And Tainet City and those places, you can get like $3 or $4 for the newest Jackie Chan movie, newest Ultraman, and then shipping is always $7 no matter what you buy.
Well, right. I've been trying to pick up a new copy of the Ricky O movie.
Yeah.
And they've completely disappeared out of the States, but there's all these great deluxe versions available
everywhere else.
If you got a region, you know, region free player that'll play with
it. I kind of thought the one in the States was kind of soft anyway. It was never as good as it should have been. I was like, why?
And that's pretty much what it's come down to with me. You know, I love Hastings. I've never had a problem really in the past ordering anything. And like I said, they do great deals. I mean, for somebody that's just looking for filler material for a collection, you can go in there pretty much every weekend and buy a movie at regular price and then pick up a movie for $1, you know, which there are titles that are only worth $1. But, you know, it's almost come to the point now, if I'm going to spend $14 or $15.
Exorcist, the beginning.
That's right.
If I'm going to spend $15 for a movie.
Version 1 and 2.
But I'm going to have to wait a week and a half to get it. I might as well just go online and order it from somebody who can get it to me that I know it's going to be there, you know. You know, it's getting to the point now where you go in and you order a movie. You know, 2 weeks might go by, and you're sitting there thinking, all right, well, it should be in by now. So I'm going to go out and check. And you go out there and it's not in. Well, yeah, I want to check on a movie. Well, it's been taken out of our system. It's no longer, you know, something we're carrying, but it's still in the system. We just not know if we can get it or not.
Yeah, what does that mean? What is that bullshit?
And then, so then,
but Tyler Perry, we got Tyler Perry zombies walking around.
If it's getting to that point, you might as well just stick with reliable eBay and get your stuff. We're going to get it in the same amount of time.
You know, I mean, that's like, it's just like the guys at you know, Ron Adams and the guys up in Creepy Classics up in Pennsylvania. Super cool guys. He's mainly on the classic films, the black and white stuff. But I think, I'm not for sure, but I think like, if you order one DVD from him, it's $5. If you order 100 DVDs from him, it's $5. I think it's a straight, you know, $5 shipping deal.
Right.
You know, or, and there's even some places out there, like if you go to deepdiscount.com, their shipping is free. Yeah. And I know the last time I went on there, they had a ton of horror films for like $5.99. I mean,
I think they're running a full Halloween special right now and all their older horror movies.
Right. I mean, it was just phenomenal. I mean, they had like, I want to say Zombie Nightmare for like $5.99, you know, and just a bunch of stuff that, you know, they had a bunch of the Full Moon stuff, $5.99. I picked up Flesh of Frankenstein on there for $5.99. It wasn't the Criterion version, but it was still Flesh of Frankenstein. I mean, you know. But getting back to the AMC releases.
See, they're putting that out on Blu-ray. They're putting out some of those Criterions on Blu-ray finally. And I'm like, man, there's nothing going to be like a Blu-ray version of if you to know life, you must first
fuck
death
in the gallbladder. Yeah,
yeah, that's going to be classic, wonderful.
Classic, beautiful. Brings a tear to my eye right now just thinking of that scene.
I saw that in 3D at the theater, man. Went and got me some, it was in between movies too. There was like two horror films that day, and I know one of them was Flesh for Frankenstein. I went and got some Burger King, came back and watched the other one, and I can't remember for the life of me what the other one was, but it's like Evil Dead or something, but it was that was back at Metro North Mall.
Everybody's been talking about that new Evil Dead Blu-ray, and I haven't watched it yet.
Gorgeous. Is it? Gorgeous. It's worth it.
It's worth it? All right.
Yeah. Yep. Beautiful.
AMC looks like they're just off and running pretty much all month of October. I mean, you just have to, if you're interested in the AMC, you can go to amctv.com and just click on the month schedule to see what they're showing.
And if you're interested in the other AMC, the theater chain, we're sorry and you suck.
Yeah, I agree 100% there too.
Now they're going to be forced to show Machete since they've closed the diner theater.
Did you see what happened? Did you see that Hatchet 2, I don't know if you guys have been following this story.
Right.
It played AMC's. They signed a deal. It got in theaters. Big brouhaha happened. The MPAA was throwing a fit, right? No one will get into the details of the politics. We all know what's going on.
Right.
If you're an urban movie, if you're gay, if you're French, if you're Bollywood, you can go out unrated. But this little movie, which honestly probably wasn't any worse than Hostel 2 or anything else we've seen, was out there getting lambasted. They pulled it from theaters after 3 days and didn't even tell anybody. Just pulled it. Well, they said, well, it was a financial decision. And so the director said, hold on a minute, a financial decision.
Even though the director's Rodriguez, it probably has no...
And you're thinking, Adam Green said, look here, man, Hatchet 2 got less than 48 hours, a little over 48 hours, less than 3 days, but a little over 48 hours. I think it was like 52 hours in a theater before they pulled it. And yet, how would they know what it was doing financially? Usually they give a movie at least a week, but they didn't even give it 3 days and they pulled it. So they're making up stories. It's not financial at all. It's the fact that the MPAA was having a fit because a little horror film slipped by and they didn't get their 30 grand again. I mean, they'd already spent 30 grand trying to get this thing rated. They got reamed over the coals. Finally, they said, look, man, you've taken 22 minutes out of our movie. It's incomprehensible. No one can even tell what's going on anymore.
Right.
So they said, we're just going to put it out unrated. They did the same crap to Dead Alive, if you remember. And it also got a lot of crap for being in theaters. But here's the thing that makes me the maddest is that, you know, given a movie 2.5 days, basically, you know, whatever it was, 52 total hours in a theater, you couldn't possibly know if it made money or not. And let me go back to Tyler Perry, okay? Because Tyler Perry's movies, sometimes they make a lot of money, sometimes they bomb horribly, but they're always in the theater for 2 months.
Right.
There's a couple of them out right now that we can look at AMC. They're not making a dollar, but they're still there.
Yeah. Right.
And in the Midwest here, we get all that crap. Well, what has
happened with the AMC here? Because Machete, when we went and seen it, The Last Exorcism.
Yeah.
I can't remember if we – I guess I seen the Piranha 3D.
Yeah, that was cool.
In the big AMC. But they're not even showing it in their the small theaters. I mean, I know, you got to go to the small. And now that it's closed down, who's going to show those?
Yeah,
exactly. You know, they're going more on some of the independent stuff. They're even taking a chance on that.
Yeah, let me ask you this: today, Jackass 3D opened in every theater in this damned city, and yep. AMC right across the street over here has it in three theaters. Yep. Two of them are in 3D, one of them are in 2D, and they took the Owls of Ga'Hoole movie off. It's only got two showings a day in 3D digital, so they could show Jackass. This is a movie with artistic merit. I mean, the Owls of Ga'Hoole, whether you like kids' movies or not, right. is beautiful. I mean, it is crafted by artists. And these son of a bitches in Jackass, I would run them over with a truck. I hate them so much.
And they'd film talentless, every second of
they
it.
They would. They're talentless right. pieces of shit.
Well, and it kind of gets back to what I said, you know, a couple of weeks ago. I think it's come down to, and this is the way I look at it, and I could be completely off base, but I don't think they give the viewing public credit for being smart. You know, it's like a lot of the remakes, you know, that are coming out today. You know, it seems like, you know, they took what once was a strong storyline, a premise, and have remade it and really have nothing brought nothing to the table other than more tits and more blood. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like jangling the keys. You know, if you see something flashy and it makes a lot of noise, then you pretty much don't notice the stuff that's going on around you. You know, I can sit back and point countless movies that have very little gore in them and very little nudity or very limited adult situations and just are completely mind blown by the set designs or the character developments or sit through. And this happens, I don't know, especially with a lot of the older movies, but get back to like the last 20 to, you know, 15 minutes of the movie and just sitting there going, wow, that was really cool. You know, it's just like a movie that I turned you on to a couple weeks ago, and Now the Screaming Starts.
Yeah,
it was an anthology collection, but you get to the end of the, you know, you get to the end of the movie, and you're like, wow, that was really cool. I can't believe that sit on my in my collection for a year and a half, and I haven't watched it more than two times.
Well, House of the Devil instantly comes into mind. Where,
yeah, great movie.
I mean, just total atmosphere the whole way through that, and you know, it's the last 15, 20 minutes are incredible.
Or, face, yeah. Or who hasn't watched The Beast Must Die?
Great movie.
And yeah. Sit there on your edge of the seat.
Yeah.
You know, I was probably 28 the first time that I'd seen that movie.
Wow.
And I was pretty well jaded by then. You know, I've seen all the traces of death and all that stuff. But here I am sitting on the edge of my chair. You know, who's the werewolf? Who's the werewolf? You know, I can't wait till the end. Who's the werewolf? You know, and then you get that thing where you got to pause it. You know, well, who do you think, you know, is it, you know,
sweet.
And it's just, you know, the whole saying goes, you can't capture lightning twice, you know, and a lot of times it's true.
Well, the original Haunting, let's go back to the black and white Haunting. Oh, my God, man, it gets under your skin every time you
but
watch
the
it.
The film, it's the house itself is a character.
Oh, I know. It's so great.
Just the way they meticulously just use light.
Hey, Tim, did you watch Babysitter Wanted?
Not yet, but I've been. Man. It's on my list.
You know what? The cover deceives you. That's all I'm going to say. That movie has some twists, and it is good.
Yeah,
it's one of those ones where you don't realize it's going to end up where it is, and man, by the time it's done, you're like, I never saw that gore and stuff coming.
Yeah, and it's
coming,
the one
man.
That I've. Right. I mean, kind of searching around, I haven't really seen much on it. Nobody's yeah, really
assholes.
Even mentioned it. You know,
they had it at Hastings. I found it on Blu-ray there. I was lucky. It's never been back.
No that kidding. One it's copy. On Blu-ray. Huh? Wow,
$10. So I'll take it.
Sold.
Poor Griff can't even get through his list. We're just taking it over.
Hey, that's fine. It's better to have to talk than to sit here wondering what we're going to talk about.
Thanks for the show, Griff. We enjoy it.
Glad I could help. Basically, you know, AMC does do a quality mix and mash. They don't settle on one genre. You know, one year or one section of filmmaking. Got everything from Aliens, Constantine, which, you know, a lot of these films I wouldn't, you know, recommend. The Aliens, you know, yes, but
Aliens is great. Constantine is great. Those are both great. Yeah.
But like, you know, movies like Corridors of Blood, Boris Karloff and Christopher Lee, Cujo, they got Dead Silence. But then again, then they throw a rock in like Dracula 2000, you know.
Well, yeah, that damn thing's on Blu-ray. I was like, you know what? That's a coaster. That's just a damn expensive coaster.
You know, and they've got the typical, you know, Blood of Dracula. They've got Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. They got Frankenstein. But then, you know, where it really comes to, takes a turn, they have a lot of stuff like The Day the World Ended, The Brain Eaters, The Walking Dead, which is, you know, pretty good film. War of the Colossal Beast, They Live with Roddy Piper. And then, of course, on Halloween, like always, Halloween 1, Halloween 2. They are going to show Halloween 3. So I'm telling everybody now, if you think that Halloween 3 is going to have Michael Myers in it and you've never seen Halloween 3 before, you're going to be disappointed because it's not what it's intended to be.
Did you see that they're starting in some of the bigger theaters around this, you know, bigger cities, they're doing the trick-or-treat?
Right. Yeah,
I've seen Houston's going. I mean, how great would that be to get that tradition going where you could go watch trick-or-treat in a big, nice studio?
And I'm surprised nobody's really picked it up for this year. I mean, you figured it'd pop up somewhere on TV.
You know? Surely you could get the rights to that for next
And that was time. One of those films that I had sit in anticipation for at least a year waiting for it to come out and wasn't disappointed. You know, I was completely blown away by how they did it, you know. But something on AMC that I did want to remind people of, Halloween night at 9 o'clock Central, you know, check your local time, is going to be the premiere of The Walking Dead. And I don't know if anybody's been on the internet, but I'm sure if you have been within the last 2 weeks, you really can't go to any type of a movie site or a TV site or some news outlet site that covers entertainment. They haven't seen some type of a write-up for The Walking Dead. And from the pictures I've seen, looks phenomenal. And, you know, and once again, if you start looking into special effects and who's doing the makeup and stuff, Greg Nicotero right there. I don't know what happened between you, Greg, and Mr. Romero, but that's definitely a relationship I'd like to see rekindled.
It's called CGI.
But, go type it in. Yeah, if anybody, I'm not familiar with the premises of The Walking Dead. The only thing I know that I think there's a sheriff whose wife and daughter has been taken to like a safe zone and he was left behind and is trying to get there. But the zombies look beautiful. I'm talking rot.
Yeah, they've done it right.
I mean, if there was smell-o-vision, you could smell the decay, the rot, just bits and pieces of just skin and teeth, and it's just a beautifully. If the pictures do the actual show any justice, I hope. And this is they've got it listed as a season one, so obviously this is an ongoing thing, which I assume the comic, the graphic novel, is the same, you know, which is comic book, but it would be continuing, which means there's many possibilities that could lead on to the series. So I'm very, very much looking forward to that.
And you can't miss it. It's on every single magazine. That's
cover.
That's a little bit. But I don't get tired of seeing it. I know it's not like
I'm like, God dang it, guys! It doesn't have to be on all the four biggies, man. Come on, pick one.
Would you rather have the new Rob Zombie film on every?
Well, you know, no, I wouldn't. But you know, we're lucky because usually Fangoria would have Wes Craven's new Abomination on there.
That thing looks like a big complete turd.
It is. It's a complete human cinematic diarrhea right there.
But yeah, that's AMC. Like I said, just AMCTV.com. AMC pretty much does it justice by the whole month of October. If you go and just pick a day, you know, you're going to have your hodgepodge of other films mixed in. But usually towards evening, you know, nighttime, you're going to have at least two or three horror films, you know, at least four or five, I'd say, throughout the week. Any given day that are going to be on there sometime.
I haven't checked the Sci-Fi channel, but another good thing would be if they do a nice little marathon of all the new scare tactics. Because those are brilliant. So anytime there's a turd brewing on the AMC, you could switch over and catch
with
a couple.
With Tracy Morgan. My name's Tracy Morgan. We're going to scare you to die.
Don't make me slap somebody in the face, okay? There's another one. He can go out there with the guys in Jackass and they can boof each other in the ass. No talent, piece of dog shit.
Anyway, on a lighter note.
Get me started, man.
Anyway, those
Tyler Perry presents Scare Tactics.
Tyler Perry presents Tracy Morgan getting boofed in the booty box by Steve-O. Here we go.
How about Tyler Perry and doing Tracy Morgan? There's what you need.
Oh, God. It's all bad, man. It's all bad.
Wearing a Johnny Knoxville condom. Jeez. Johnny Knoxville will enter Tyler Perry.
It could happen.
For a small fee.
It could happen.
Try to regain my thoughts here.
We messed you all up, man. Yeah, you'll never get that horror out of your mind.
I'm bewildered now.
Tracy Morgan. Black Dynamite.
Let me ask you something. I saw a commercial for that whatever that is, Night of a Thousand Celebrities on Comedy Central. It was hosted by Jon Stewart. And out of all the people that's going to be on there, they go, Tracy Morgan and a host of other stars. Well, who's this guy boofing? What has he got on Hollywood?
He's 30 Rock, man.
But you know what? Even then, how the hell did he get that gig? I've been asking for years. Who the hell is this guy? He's never had a shred of talent just because he hung out in Tina Fey's whatever, her asshole, or wherever he hung out for the last...
He was more obscure on Saturday Night Live than Tim Meadows.
I know, and you know, I like Tim Meadows. He's got talent. And here comes Tracy Morgan. Yeah, in every talk show, it's the same.
He stuck
I don't
up
know
the
what
place.
You got to do to me to do. Well, get the fuck out of here, mushmouth.
Okay. And everybody... Okay, here we go. Let's take a drink here. Let's regroup.
Black Dynamite.
I love that movie, though. Wow.
I ain't going to electrocute.
You know, Rudy Ray Moore beat the shit out of Tracy Morgan. He said, you're giving Black a bad name, you son of a bitch.
Okay. Let's get back to the horror.
We're talking about horror. Yeah, okay. We're talking about right. Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan and horror. Anyway. Turner Classic Movies, as everybody knows, pretty much is black and white. I mean, that's, you know, horror, Turner Classic Movies, it's pretty much black and white. Just your normal fare, Universal Monsters pretty much take over everything. But they're to where AMC does the whole month. Turner Classic Movies has a tendency just to drop it all in your lap within 3 days. And it's pretty much from start to finish. So at 4 o'clock in the morning, you get horror. All the way over until 4. I mean, it's pretty much a complete 3 day loop of nothing but horror films. I don't think there's really anything other than Poltergeist on here that's, you know, not in the
Poltergeist. You know, they're gonna play that Chicken Dead movie.
That's not, you know, in the 30s, 40s, or 50s. But anyway. They do have some pretty interesting ones, and I really don't know why they classify a lot of this stuff as horror. I don't know who picks them or what, but I know a lot of these have come out in various box sets and over the last couple of years. But they got one like Dragon Wick, which is an odd 1946 film that I'm unfamiliar with. But they got that. They got a Bowery Boys movie.
You know
movie.
What?
Bowery
what a bunch Boys of lame versus bastards. What in the hell kind of shit is going on here? You know what? Halloween used to be something to look forward to. Now we get the Bowery freaking boys. Now don't get me
that's
wrong.
That's part of the new and revised. You know, but autumn, I mean, that's the autumn fest.
But I mean, a lot.
I like Satch. Satch is cool. Just not at Halloween time.
But a lot of
Frankenstein
this,
is very un-PC.
But a lot of this stuff is just your typical run of the mill. $1, you know, Bela Lugosi film. And don't get me wrong, I love Bela Lugosi, but like The Devil Bat, The Corpse
Vanishes.
Oh, you're
kidding. You know why? Because they can play those for free.
Yep.
That's why, free. The dirty bastards.
You know, The Vampire Bat. You know?
I'd rather watch Young Frankenstein run around. Put it on a ring!
The Ape. You know, and it's just, but they do throw in some good ones like Mr. Sardonicus. Straight Jacket, which is an awesome film. Great.
It is, yeah, that's a good one.
Charles Laughton's The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which is always a classic. Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? Mad Love with Peter Lorre.
Yeah, those are.
Then you get Martin Scorsese presents Val Lawton, The Man in the Shadows. Well, I don't want to see Martin Scorsese.
It's kind of cool because that's a documentary, though.
Yeah,
man.
But it's an hour and a half of time.
Yeah, but I want to know about Val Lawton, the guy. Well, he did Curse of the Demon. Come on, he did the Cat People.
That's play Curse good. Of the Demon.
Yeah, but I want to know about the guy.
I want to see.
Don't
the
you
movie.
Want to know about the guy?
Well, I can read about the guy.
I want an hour.
No, you
and
can't
a half.
Because you can't find those books anywhere because they're too busy with Tracy Morgan's biography.
I want an hour and a half documentary on Tracy Morgan with Black Dynamite.
God dang, it wouldn't even work. But One of the movies that I did want to point out was they're showing The Ghoul with Boris Karloff. And I don't know if anybody's ever seen this, but he's an ancient Egyptian returns to punish those who violated his tomb. Basically,
the mummy.
It's the mummy without
right.
the they mummy
couldn't rap. Do anything, yeah.
But it's actually
pretty cool flick.
An MGM version of the mummy that's a lot better than the mummy.
I don't know. I liked them both.
And
I like the mummy, man. It's a little dry, but you know, it's still cool.
But they do
Caris.
I like the Brendan Fraser version.
Yeah, I bet you do with a bunch of tampons, CGI tampons running around. That's a great movie.
But one thing that really upset me with the list, though, is they're showing the old dark house, the 1963 William Castle version.
Oh, man, you like the original, don't
the
you?
The original, folks. Come on. Let's not.
What was that, 1943 or something?
Oh.
Something
like that? 30s. No, it would have been
39.
No, it would have been, it was Karloff's second movie.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So it would have been, Frankenstein, I think, was in 31 or 32.
Yeah,
so it would have been with 33 that. Or 34. So.
Yeah, I loved it, yeah.
But, I mean, don't rob.
So, Sherry, how old is Sherry Moon? Because she's the little old lady, isn't she, in the old dark house?
Now you had to bring her up. You know what? You know what? You're touching the bases of all my favorites tonight.
We just hit the triad of evil. Tracy Morgan, Tyler Perry, and Sherry Moon.
Maybe Sherry Moon can go blow all of them.
Hey, I just seen Alice Cooper and Rob Zombie, and she wasn't even in the building, and I had to hear her voice for 45 minutes of an hour-long set
botch.
Of Rob Zombie.
Can somebody please kill her? I just don't understand
it. Every song that he sang from the soundtrack for House had a loop for the whole song with her images playing on the screens.
It's got to stop,
all
man.
Her lines blowing way
too loud.
Done.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Just horrible.
As soon as he divorces her, it'll all stop.
You know what's really bad, though? In Halloween 2, which was a horrible movie, it's an abomination anyway. But they got to make it worse by having her come back walking around with a white horse like Lady friggin' Godiva. And on top of that,
all I had to hear was her on a horse, and I said, I think I'll pass on.
Well,
that
I got to ask you, man. Why the hell did she have more screen time than Michael Myers? Who, by the way, it didn't matter because, you know, Michael Myers looked like, he kind of looked like Zach Wilde, I thought, in that movie, walking with his hoodie, his stylish hoodie. I guess he
was
got that at Abercrombie.
Was it a skull hoodie?
No, it was just it was Abercrombie and. It was one of those kind of hoodies. It was like a.
Of course.
Well, yeah. They do run the skull, you know, the skull company where everything's just the same basic skull slapped on a different color.
Right, and
shirt.
Then they charge people $70
and
for
I'm surprised
a hoodie.
He wasn't wearing a skull.
Well, she probably scrubbed her cooch with it or something.
Yeah, she said, here you go.
Sherry Moon, full Sherry Moon on it or something.
Yeah, Sherry Moon, the essence of Sherry. Here you go. $79.95. Thanks.
Moon.
Come have on. A Sherry Moon tampon. That's next. They can put them in the next mummy.
I think he sold a couple of those on eBay.
I was going to say, they can put it in the next mummy movie. Yeah, with a, is that way you'd be happy? Sherry Moon zombies
only
in there.
If Tracy Morgan was riding one.
That's right. That's
away
right.
Into the sunset.
That's right. Tracy, you dirty. You know, I just realized doing my putting on the Ritz impression, you know, Tracy Morgan could do the soundtrack for Young Frankenstein without even trying. Just give him a microphone. Come on, Tracy. How intense that big man.
Can I talk now?
Oh, this is your show, isn't it? All right, Griff, have your show back.
Anyway.
Sorry, man.
To get things back on
It'll
track.
It'll never happen.
The last couple of notable gems hidden in this mixture of hodgepodge Halloweenery. Berserk with Joan Collins.
Oh, yeah.
That's a goodie.
And we have.
They showing Charlotte there? Sweet Charlotte, they're going
to
be somewhere.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane, but no Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
We do have. Drumroll, that's because I've lost my page.
How about Black Devil Doll? Is it going to make it on there?
No.
Damn it!
Not
another
on,
year.
Not on Turner Classics. Not
another
on
year.
Turner Classics.
It might be on Comedy Central.
But no, see, we have Berserk. See, now you got my train of thought all messed up, Todd.
You? Hell, I'm not the one that brought up Tracy Morgan and Sherry Moon's nasty cooch.
Damn your eyes.
Sherry Moon.
They are showing The Haunting.
Good. So. That's a. You know what? I can never get. See, that's what's wrong with America, though, right there.
How about The Tingler? Are they going to show The Tingler?
Both of those need to be on Blu-ray, man.
Yeah.
They
need to have a William,
to
William Castle.
The Tingler is on here.
Oh, see?
It's good. That's good.
That's all right.
And they are showing Mark of the Vampire.
That, you know, I just picked that one up for like $3 at Big Lots on DVD. That's a great old movie.
You know, that was the only other time that Bela Lugosi ever wore the Dracula uniform and portrayed a vampire.
But it's sad because I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but it doesn't turn out quite like what you think.
Right,
yeah. And I love that werewolf in that,
but
too.
But it was a good twist again.
It was a good movie,
You know, you wasn't expecting it.
No, not at all, really.
And, you know, they are showing White Zombie, which, you know, is the Bela Lugosi classic, which it's kind of long in the tooth.
I was going to say, I never really liked it much. I think I'm the only one that's a horror fan that never liked White Zombie much, but it's kind of dull. Yeah,
it's not, I mean, I like it, but it's not one of those movies where if I have a choice of 10, it's not one of those films that I'm going to put in, you know.
That's the thing, it was just long and kind of slow. It's got a couple of moments, but
Asylum. They need to put Asylum on there.
Yeah, that's a hard one to come by. They had it at Hastings, and I went back to get it a week later, and it was gone, and I bet Griff took it.
Amicus.
I think I bought that.
Maybe it was one of you guys.
I think I did buy that.
Bastards.
Amicus.
Yeah.
Amicus. I think you can get that in a box set with The Beast Must Die and...
They had that for $5, and then I went back. That was gone. The same time period.
I think I bought that one.
You dirty bastard.
We buy them all, Todd.
That's because you guys are up there more. I don't know. I only get up there once a month. Jesus. By the time I get there, it's like slim pickings. It's like I could see Griff's like leftovers from his teeth because he used it to pick them all out.
He's up there every day.
That's right.
Every other day.
Sorting through it.
But that's about it. Freaks, you know, the...
I live in Kansas City. I don't need to watch that anymore.
Todd Browning classic, The Tingler, House of Wax.
They should rename Freaks Independence, Missouri.
That's right.
I don't know.
Tyler Perry's bedroom.
Raytown's pretty close.
Sugar Creek.
Tyler Perry presents
Sugar Creek
with stars Tracy Morgan and Sherman Zombie.
They're showing the little girl who lived down the lane.
Oh wow, that's been a while.
Yeah,
and another movie that I highly recommend everybody checking out. I actually had to order this from Ron and those guys up with Creepy Classics, but it's called The Other. Now, don't confuse this with the...
Snooze Fest.
Yeah, the Snooze Fest with Mrs. X Tom Cruise in it.
The Shrew.
We call her The Shrew.
This one is actually
Hot and Dead Calm, though. I'll give her that.
Well, and what was the...
Dead Calm with Billy Zane?
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Yeah, that was before she became anorexic and all. And Hollywood fight.
A Shrew.
Shrew.
Big flaming.
But the movie is 1972's version of The Other, and it's basically a boy's evil twin leads him to the path to murder. Without really going into any details, it's one of those movies where I really can't say a whole lot about it because it'll ruin the entire movie, but it's definitely worth checking out.
Does he die at the end?
No, but there's, you know, actually for the time, I mean, 1972, you're really not thinking... You know, things were pretty well loose by then, you know, movie-wise, you know, the drive-ins and the grindhouses and stuff. But there's actually a couple of things in the movie that are kind of, you kind of sit there and think, well, boy, this is kind of hard edge for 1972. This is really kind of pushing the boundary for it, and especially for a major picture release through a major studio. But again, you know, Turner Classic Movies, TCM.com or AMCTV.com. You know, the schedule, the first thing you pop up, like pretty much any other website that has to do with TV programming, is going to have some type of a Halloween setup, but
and you can get murder,
but or Tracy Morgan.
After watching Tracy Morgan, you'll be wishing for murder.
You will.
But another interesting note that I was kind of, I was talking to Tim about it earlier tonight before we started the show. I've been laid off from work all week, so.
He's been at Hastings every day.
Exactly. So I'll go up there and it won't be shit.
So
thanks, buddy.
So before I left, I packed up a case of films to watch with my girlfriend. So as I was looking through it this afternoon, I was picking out a movie to watch. I noticed that about four, I probably brought maybe about 20, 22 DVDs with me. And about five of those movies all had the name Samuel Z. Arkoff.
Yeah.
And all had the name American International Pictures. And I got to thinking about it. I got on IMDb, and you would be astonished by the amount of movies that had either Samuel Z. Arkoff or American International Pictures involved with it somehow. So I typed in American International Pictures, and naturally they have a website, and it looks to me like they're producing movies again. And everybody knows Mr. Zarkoff has passed away. But I did have it some time.
Some dude did that. I saw that. Some dude took the name.
Had gotten onto the website and started reading the history of American International Pictures, and I found it quite interesting, Todd, because for one reason, I think we're seeing history repeat itself, and I want to kind of read something here. I'm not going to go into the full thing, just kind of do some hit and miss some pieces of the whole product, but it says, a chance meeting in 1953, entertainment attorney Samuel Z. Arkoff and film promoter James H. Nielsen raised a few thousand dollars and formed the American Releasing Corporation, which would later be known as American International Pictures. The 1950s were a tough time in Hollywood. Television was eating up the market, and the Supreme Court antitrust ruling forced the studios out of the theater business. The major studios were struggling, while smaller studios were going out of business left and right. Everyone told Sam and Jim that they were crazy to start a film company during such hard times. But Arkoff and Nielsen had a new angle. Both Sam and Jim had teenage children. They noticed that no one was making pictures for the teenage audience. Sam and Jim realized that while mom and dad stayed home watching TV, teenagers were still going to the movie theaters. Not so much for the films, but just to hang out, get away from their parents and Nick. While the big studios tried to compete with television, Arkoff and Nicholson, found a new market. They didn't know it yet, but they had discovered a cinematic goldmine. So basically, I think we're back to that point.
I don't know if we are or not, because nowadays no one gives a damn if they have a monopoly. Well, look at Blockbuster. They buy up every store they can get their hands on and boot them out of their... If they can't have the store, they'll just buy the land and then boot the store out.
Well,
no one cares.
It's not so much... I mean, the kids are still out there. I mean, granted, you know, they're out there. They just don't know any better.
They're crying the blues, man.
Like I said before, they don't have... You know, you have... Tim, you have children. Todd, you have children.
Of course.
There's nobody out there to expose them to this.
Yeah, but you know what I see that really makes me mad is when you go to a movie... And it's a great movie, like, say, The Relic. That's a big memory for me because Scream was going on at the same time as The Relic. And these people were all cheering about Scream, which, by the way, I went to opening night and literally my friend from Florida, Jerry, fell asleep during the movie. And I hated it. The first 15 minutes was great. And as soon as I saw that Kmart killer, I was done. Yep. But the thing is, The Relic was a really pretty cool horror movie, I thought. A cool monster movie.
Right.
People are coming out, that was so stupid. I mean, what does it take? You know, these people are ridiculous. They'll go watch CGI trash that looks so fake. It's like you're watching a cartoon on Cartoon Network. They'll cheer. Then they'll watch a good horror film, and they won't even realize that they're lucky as hell to see this. Like The Beyond. I had people making fun of The Beyond, and I turned around and said, if you don't like it, you better leave because I'm getting ready to punch you in the face. Remember when it played down there in Westport?
I guess it doesn't really matter if they're playing it in the theaters anymore or not, because the last few times I've went to the theater, I've damn near gotten to an altercation with somebody in the crowd. But because if I got one more person texting right in front of me, it's too much.
And to me, that's that's a lot where a lot of my problems.
Bring the drive-ins back.
You know, I don't want to sit and smell McDonald's while I'm sitting in a movie theater. You know, I don't want to know whose baby's daddy, you know, is you're yelling about. You know, take it outside. So for me, to be honest with you, I don't even go to the theater anymore. You know, because 9 times out of 10, it's something I'm not even going to be interested in the first place. And I know it's a bad thing to say because you miss a lot of good films that you can't see in the theater, but I just don't want to deal with it. But, and again...
Well, that's up to us, though. We have to make a stand. We have to say, look, I go out in the lobby and I say, all right, you've got one chance to get this douchebag out of here. Right. He's been typing. I paid $12 to come to this movie. You need to get in there and get this guy out of here, or I'm going to. This is your warning.
And with the huge 3D boom that's going on right now, you try and take your kids, you know, your family, you're dropping $50-$75 to go to the theater.
Easily.
And that's the last thing I'm going to deal with is some clown talking during the movie. It's just not going to happen. I mean,
right.
It's them, I say you've got to go to the theaters, and the reason I say that is because if we don't go to the theaters, even for the crappiest horror movie, we have to show support for even junk. Case 39, go sit in the theater for 2 hours. Why? Because that means they'll get another one in a month. Otherwise, we're going to send a bad message, and you want to live through another summer like this last summer, Griff? Because I don't know about you, but one more 3D kids movie, my head was going to explode. It's going to be Scanners.
But that's about all we have for this week. I would like to thank the guys from the band Boney Fiend for allowing me my opening music. And you can check them out on MySpace. Just type in Bony Fiend. Thanks. I think it's Mikey Fiend is the gentleman I was corresponding with. I'd like to thank Tim, a good friend of mine, for sitting in and helping me out when the times are tough. And Tim will be a recurring person to come back and jaunt with us. So anybody has any information they want to send us a comment at morehorrorthanhorror@hotmail.com. Get a hold of me on MySpace. You can find Tim, Tim McClaws. You usually see a bunch of postings on my site with his, and you can correspond over with him too. And until next time, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you then.
More Horror Than Horror is brought to you by Jackalope Radio, exclusively. So don't copy it, or we're sending Jason Voorhees to your house.
You see, you want violence, baby. You see, you want murder. Motherfuckers of the apocalypse, the Death Valley superstars.